Father, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for the opportunity to share the word of God. I pray that you will anoint the preaching and teaching of your word in Jesus' name. And everybody says amen. All right. Now, we're coming to the end of another year. And 2013 is almost out. Actually, I think we have just about 2 or 3 weeks left of the year. And then everybody will be a year older. Hallelujah. Everybody will be a year older. And everything really. Your car will be a year older. Your house will be a year older. You know, everything is going to go. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you this morning in prayer. Hallelujah. Around this time of the year, it is known or commonly observed that there are a lot of evil things that happen to people. Many accidents, many sudden deaths, and many things that cannot be explained, but they tend to happen to people. I don't know why, but the devil likes attention. And anytime people get together to make merry and to celebrate anything, he also likes to show up. But I think one of the possible reasons is because of what Christmas stands for. And Christmas is a celebration of Jesus. Amen. Even those who do not acknowledge Christ somehow have to acknowledge him passively, because he's the reason for the season. Do you see? So I think that because it is a time when we celebrate Christ, the enemies of Christ also rebel and react to the celebration, because every place his name is mentioned, anybody who says Christmas, Christmas, that's what it is. So there is a lot of rebellion in the realm of the spirit against this season, you know. And people prefer that we even have the season and have the holidays, but don't mention the one who is the reason for the season. You know, so these days you see that a lot of people say happy holidays, you know, they just, you know, just anything but say Merry Christmas. Do you understand? But, and one of the things that we need to do during this season, which I believe is important, is to get into a spirit of prayer. Amen. Prayer is the way that we overcome evil. Prayer is the way we fight in the realm of the spirit. Amen. And you have to believe that there is a realm of the spirit. Amen. You have to believe it. You have to believe that there is such a thing as the spiritual realm, that there is more to life than what you can see. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm sure that you can believe, as we are here, can you believe that there are Wi-Fi signals in this place? Do you believe that? Do you believe there are Wi-Fi signals in this place? Yes. Yeah. Can you see it? Yeah. But it exists. And it is a very, very real signal that is moving around. And anybody who connects to it will be surprised what amazing things they can do by respecting that and recognizing that there is something moving around. So what I'm trying to say is that it would be very naive and childish on your part to assume that if you can't see it, it doesn't exist. Do you see what I'm saying? That if you were to limit and to reduce life to just what you can see, then you will be missing out on a whole lot of things that actually affect your life significantly. In fact, what you can see is largely determined by what you can't see. Amen. What you can see and what you are experiencing is largely determined by what you can't see. and which you can't experience. When we were at the crusade, I saw some of the things I saw. I was just saying that, you know, there is no way to explain this. There is no way to explain how a normal human being, grown up adult, you know, will come in the, from the back and walk up to the front of a crowd of maybe about 80 to 100,000 people, you know, and begin to wallow on the floor in the mud, you know, and nobody has done anything to them. We're just having a crusade. We are preaching about Jesus, and that is how the people react. You know, grown-ups, and on this particular day, it had rained, and there was mud, because we're doing the crusade. The crusade was being held on some kind of a park, and so there was mud, meaning red sand on the floor, which was wet. And you see grown-ups, you know, lot of grown-up people, and they were just wallowing. Some people were moving on the ground like snakes. Yeah. And you have to believe it. That there, in fact, in the place, they call it Grigri. Do you know Grigri? Do you know Grigri? Yeah. The people were saying that there is a lot of Grigri in this place. You know. And the Grigri is, what is Grigri? It's like juju. You know, juju, you know, and a lot of people, some of you are here, you are actually fighting and in a war against juju, and you don't even know. Grigri is after you. Amen. Grigri is trying to chase you, and every place they have it. In my country, Ghana, they also have a lot of that. You have people who serve God a little, and they have some juju also on the side. They call it bovide, hosevide. That means a little God and a little juju on the side, you know. And especially at this time of the year, people begin to visit these gods, and they begin to pay homage to them and do all kinds of things, so that they can have protection. Do you see? So you are sitting here in Hayward, or in San Francisco, or in Oakland, or in San Jose, or wherever you live, and you don't have any type of spiritual thing going on for you. You are living a very dangerous life. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are living a very dangerous life, because the realm of the spirit is very real. Demons and evil spirits, you know, and angels and the power of God, they are all very real. And they must be added actively to the life that you now live on a daily basis. Amen. And in spite of all these things that go on in the realm of the spirit, the power that God has given us, or the power that is available for fighting in the realm of the spirit, is the power of prayer. Amen. The power of prayer. Prayer is how we overcome in the realm of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, we don't fight our battles. We don't fight our battles physically. You know, when you know that some people, they in a certain place, sometimes they catch a witch and then they whip the witch. You see, you don't fight witchcraft with whipping the witch, because the witch is a body. The witch is the human body that is carrying the thing. Do you understand? It is the human body that is carrying the spirit. She has just given the spirit a ride. Hallelujah. Yeah, she has just given the spirit a ride. But the real thing you are dealing with is a spiritual thing, and you have to approach it spiritually. Hallelujah. You have to approach it spiritually, and if you do not fight in the realm of the spirit, then you should not be surprised that many things happen to you. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things you need to know about prayer is that it is a very mysterious thing. Amen. Prayer is very mysterious. And prayer is mysterious because God is mysterious. If God is mysterious, then relating with Him involves also some amount of mystery. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So one of the things you need to learn that is that about prayer is that mysteriously, it seems God is restricted only to what we ask. Do you understand? That when you do not pray, what you are doing is you are keeping God out of a matter which, if you were to bring Him in or to involve Him, He would make a very big difference. Are you getting what I'm saying? God will make a very big difference in the issues of your life if you were to involve Him. But God seems to stay out of issues when we do not actively involve Him by doing and performing the act of prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm going to show it to you in a moment. Just read Genesis chapter 20. Genesis chapter 20 and reading from verse 3. It says, you know, this is a very interesting story. Genesis chapter 20. If we were to start reading from, let me start Genesis chapter 20. Let me start reading from verse 1. Genesis chapter 20. Okay. So verse 1, and Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Hallelujah. So can you see how a dead man can be walking? Do you see that? That as the man was walking around in the realm of the spirit, he is already sentenced to death and just waiting on death row, even though he's walking around. And there are many people who are walking around, but they are spiritually, they are on death row. Just waiting because a sentence has been passed. And this person, he was moving around. In fact, he had gone to take somebody's wife, you know, and he was getting ready to go to bed with that person's wife. And he didn't know that he was a dead man. So the Bible says that in the middle of the night, while he was asleep, the Lord came to him and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Now verse 4 says, Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, will thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she, even she herself said, he is my brother. And in the integrity of my heart and the innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said to him in a dream, yeah, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thine heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee. He says, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, Know that thou shall surely die, thou and all that are thine. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is telling this man that, you know, prayer needs to be made for you. Do you see? Prayer needs to be made for you. Somebody needs to pray for you in order for you not to die. Can you imagine that the God of life himself is talking to somebody and is telling the person that I am the God of life, but unless somebody starts to pray, I'm afraid you're going to die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to die. He said that unless somebody stands up and begins to intercede for you, something bad is going to happen to you. And this is coming from God himself. See, sometimes people wonder, where was God when this was happening? And the answer to that is that many times God is right there. Do you understand? God is right there. But the mystery about prayer is that it seems that God needs to be invited into your affairs in order for him to step into your affairs. In this world in which he owns, you see, like when I traveled, I was hosted in somebody's house, you know, and then they gave me a room that was upstairs on a loft like that. Then I heard the person's son saying that he wants to come up to the room. He said he wants to come and do something in the room because I think the room was like an all-purpose type of room. You know, so they do some things there. And then the mother told the boy that you cannot go there. Do you see? The mother said to the boy, you cannot go to the room. And the boy asked, why can't he go into the room? Do you see? Then he answered his own question. Then he said, okay. Now that the guest has entered the room, you know, I guess it becomes his room. That's what the boy said. He said, now that the guest has entered the room, I guess it's become his room. You see, so now I need permission from him to come into the room. Wow. Do you understand the boy's logic? Yeah. And I think that illustrates why God does not intervene in many situations. Do you understand? You would have thought that the world is the Lord's. Do you understand? But the truth is that your life is also yours. And much as God is the one who has given you your life, he needs to be invited in. Because when you go to somebody's house and the person gives you the room, he is the owner of the house. He's the one paying for the room. He's paying for the electricity. He's paying for the heat. But if the homeowner, has to come into the room, he needs to be invited by you. That's why they knock on the door, even though the house is for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So that is the reason why, you know, if I come and stay in your house, you can't just wake up in the morning and just burst into my room because you are the one paying the rent. Is it not true? Yeah. So you, in your own house, you seem to have to knock, and then you need permission. You need to be invited to come into the room to come and do something that may even benefit the guest. Like in my case, you know, the power socket was different from my little. I always have a little atmosphere creator. Everybody must learn to have a little atmosphere creator, something that allows you to create a good atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere. So I had my little player, you know, and my speaker, and I needed to plug it. Now, when I went to the socket to plug it, I realized that the face of the socket is different from the pins in my power thing. So now I needed an adapter. Do you see? So I went to the host to ask her if she has something that I can use to engage that. And she said she'll be back and she'll bring me one of those things. So I went back to my room. Do you see? So after a while, I heard her knocking on the door. Now, this is what I'm talking about. You know, as she's knocking on the door, she's counting on me to invite her in to come and do something that is benefiting me, not even her. So what I'm saying is that If as she continued to knock on the door, if I refuse to open and if I do not invite her in, then what is going to happen is that I'm going to be in that house and the provision for what I need is right there in the house. But I will not be able to experience that provision because I have not involved and invited the person into my situation to come and do what they have to do for my benefit. How many understand what I'm sharing with you? Yeah. So I believe that you need to involve God. You have to be intentional, and God wants to be invited. That is the only reason why God went to this man's room in the middle of the night and he was sleeping. Then God went there to wake the man up and said, my friend, you are just sleeping. You are a dead man. You don't even know. He said, you are lying here. I can imagine how the man was just spreading himself on the bed and just just sleeping. And I can imagine how the Lord entered the room and said, look at him. You are a dead man. You don't know. And you see a lot of people who are moving around with confidence and with a lot of pride, you know, driving their cars, walking around, looking down on people, but you don't know what has been scheduled in the realm of the spirit for you. And so God did this man a favor, and he went to his room in the night and said to him, my friend, wake up. He said that this woman that you have brought into your life has now become the reason why you deserve to die. You know, and he said that you need to get up and go and ask her husband to pray and to intercede. In fact, her husband needs to call upon me and invite me into the situation so that I can come and save you. Then the Lord told him, if you don't do this thing, be it known to you, you will surely die. That even though God is in your place, he says, even God has come into your room and he's talking to you. He said, if you don't do it, you will surely die. So the man got up and he went to Abraham, and Abraham prayed for him, and the Lord lived. And the Lord saved the man and he lived. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that there are many situations in your life that will change, especially as we go towards the end of the year, if you are going to decide to be prayerful. Hallelujah. See, sometimes you see two people live in a house, then they have a situation, especially couples. They have a situation and then they fight. Then the police comes. First of all, when the police comes, they want somebody to press charges. Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes the police can see what has happened, but the one who has been beaten or the one who has suffered whatever it is, if the person refuses to engage the charges, the police seems to be helpless. Even though they have a lot of arresting power, they have a lot of jailing power. Do you understand? They just need you to press the button. They need you to say, I'm pressing charges. You get it? And then sometimes, because the people are lovers, you see, and lovers, they fight, but you see how the way the thing is. They don't want the other one to go to the police. You see, so you see that whoever the victim was will be there, and she'll tell the police, or he will tell the police. Sometimes the victim is a he, you don't know. I told you one time I went to a certain place. I went to counsel a couple from the evening, from about 7 p.m. till the morning. You know, and the real issue was that the man was the victim. Amen. But you see, the police is there. They have their handcuffs. They have their police car outside. Everything is there. They just need one person to engage the thing and say, I will press charges, that yes, arrest him. And when they don't have that, The almighty police just has to go. Do you understand? They came so close, but they didn't intervene. Because the power to intervene actually lies with the one who needs the intervention. Hallelujah. So God also, like the police, is waiting for you to engage him. So if you continue just to be there and to sleep, you'll be surprised what will happen to you. You'll be surprised that right in your life, and that's what makes people ask, but I go to church, but I've been singing, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. How come such and such a thing has happened to me? The reason is that you did not engage God as you should. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So as we go into the holiday season, into a season of celebration, where a lot of evil spirits, the evil spirits, they are released from Halloween time. That's when the lights go on. Have you not noticed that after Halloween, the whole country changes? Yeah. The evil spirits, when they come out during Halloween, they don't go back. And they start to work and start to parade the neighborhoods and start to parade the streets and move around in all the places seeking whom they may devour. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Seeking whom they may devour. You see, there's a verse that says, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Can you give it to us? Shegun, are you still sharing the verses? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Have you found it? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Okay, I'll read it to you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, be sober and vigilant. Okay, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Everybody read this verse with me, please. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go.
Be sober, be vigilant,
walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Read that last part again. Seeking whom? One more time, please. Seeking
whom?
Right. So right there, you see, not everybody is devourable. Is it not the case? Can you see right there? Because if everybody was devourable, he would not be seeking. Do you understand? When you see someone looking for a parking spot, it means not every place is parkable. Do you see what I'm saying? When you see somebody with their car parading and going around the block and coming, you know, sometimes you see there are parking spaces. You see, like the disabled spot, like Sandra's special spot that she has in the church. The only person who is guaranteed parking in this church is Sandra. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes you pull into the parking lot and you can see that there is a parking spot there. 3 to 4 spaces. But you now, you know that you dare not put your car there. You know that you cannot put your car there. That yes, there are places where I can leave my car, but this is not one of them. That is what sends you around. Well, the devil also comes around. The Bible says, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It doesn't mean he doesn't meet people. He meets people, but he knows certain people that these people, I dare not park my car here. If I leave my car here, I'll get a ticket. The devil knows where his car will be towed. But some of you, your lives the way they are, the way there is no prayer in your life. He knows he can park his car there for days. throughout the Christmas season, he can leave his car there and nothing is going to happen. Hallelujah. Not everybody is devourable. The enemy cannot devour everyone. But there are some people who are devourable. And those ones are the ones he's looking for. Hallelujah. Those are the ones he's looking for. So I want to encourage you during this season to decide that in the midst of the merrymaking, in the midst of the partying and having all kinds of parties and celebrations, you must also decide to be prayerful. Hallelujah. Decide to be prayerful. Decide to wake up early in the morning and spend some time in prayer before you go into the day. Hallelujah. Decide to wake up and engage your own Grigory too. Hallelujah. Yeah. You must engage your own Grigory also. Hallelujah. I have my own Grigiri who is God himself. That's a super Grigiri himself. Do you understand? Yeah. And he can devour any type of Grigiri that comes up against me. Some of you, your Grigiri is a small bottle. Some of you, your Grigiri is something you wear around your waist. How can something that needs you to wear it, something that needs you to wear it, how can that save you? How can such a thing be a source of blessing for you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, let me just finish. Okay. All right. Yeah. Because I want to preach and it's a little distracting for me. So let me pause so the photo is quick. And then. Right. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Look, many years ago when I was in boarding school, there was one person in my dormitory. He used to wear a string of dried vegetables around his waist. You know, he used to wear something like that around his waist. You know, he's Grigiri. You know, that's what he had around his waist. How can you be protected by perishable vegetables? Hallelujah. But I don't blame you because you don't want to engage the source of all power. The Bible says at the mention of his name, every knee will bow. Hallelujah. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says demons tremble when they hear his name. Oh, you see demons trembling. You know, at the crusade, I saw one particular night when there was somebody who was filled with evil spirits and the manifestation. I'm telling you, what will make a human being move like a snake? You tell me, how can you explain it? How does a human being move like a snake? You know, one time I saw a snake in front of my house and then, you know, all of us were afraid. So, An old Chinese lady who lives next door, she came out with the stick and she came to kill the snake. You know, and as she was killing the snake, I recorded it on my phone and I happened to have my phone there. So after the crusade, I was just showing somebody that, you see the way that woman was behaving? I have something like that on my phone. Then I went on my phone and showed the person the video of the snake that was being killed, the snake that was dying. And to our amazement, the behavior of the snake was exactly like what the woman was doing. I said, can you see this? That's what's over there. Yeah. And these are people who are living around and moving around us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They are moving around us. Some of them sell food to us. Some of us, them do all kinds of things to us and with us. That is why I believe that if you're in this service this morning, you have to take a decision to begin to be prayerful. Can I have an amen? Decide that I'm going to be a prayerful Christian. I'm going to start praying. Hallelujah. I'm going to start praying, engaging the realm of the Spirit. Amen? Because God told the man that unless you come and ask me to, I will not be able to do anything about it. And God also respects your privacy. And God also respects your affairs. And even though he has given you life, he needs you to invite him to come and work in that life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He needs you to engage him to come and work in that life so that you will see his power and his hand at work in your life. Say amen. Amen. How many understand my simple message this morning? So how many are going to start praying from now until the end of the year? Every day you must rise up and pray. Hallelujah. When you are sleeping, remember God will come and tell you that, hey, my friend, you are sleeping. You are but a dead man. Hallelujah. He said, thou art but a dead man. You don't know. You are just lying here sleeping and relaxing. Hallelujah. I believe that God wants to work on our behalf. God wants to release his power to work on our behalf. God wants to intervene in your circumstances. God can intervene in your circumstances. Do you know that? God can intervene in your finances. God can intervene in your health. God can intervene in your marriage. God can intervene even with raising your children. God can step in, but he needs to be invited. Hallelujah. Amen. One more example I can give you. How many of you have seen wrestling? Who has watched wrestling before? Right. You know, sometimes when they are wrestling, they have a way of, when they are wrestling, I think they do it in twos. You know, but only one pair can be fighting at a time in the ring. You see, now sometimes you see that one person is in the ring and he's being beaten. As he's being beaten, and there's another person outside who can come in, but that person cannot come in unless this one touches him. Do you see what I'm saying? So what the opponent does is to keep beating this one and to keep him from going to the edge of the ring. Because if he goes to the edge of the ring, the other person will be able to touch him. So you must keep him away from touching him. Do you understand? And so they keep him around the middle and they keep beating and beating and beating him until by some accident he goes to the edge and the other person can touch him, then a new person will come. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, that is what the devil does. He knows that if he allows you to go into prayer, you will be able to touch God and God will jump into the issue and he cannot fight him anymore. Are you getting it? So that is why he keeps you so busy. Yeah, that's why he keeps you so busy. That is why he keeps you sometimes staying up so late unnecessarily. Because he knows that as you are sitting here watching this movie, the price of that is your prayer. It means in the morning you will wake up with just enough time to brush your teeth. Even bathing will have to beg you before that's going to happen. Are you getting what I'm saying? He knows it. He knows that that's going to be the price. So he tries to keep you away from the edge so that you do not invite God into your life. Because he knows that as soon as God steps into the matter, everything will change. The dynamics will change. It will no longer be in his favor. It will now begin to favor you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why he doesn't want you to pray. That is why he will keep you doing anything. If you pray, do internet. YouTube. Find out Facebook. And then what? Twitter. And then what else? What? Keep it. Kardashian. Yeah. Because the other day I saw in the news that she took a photo of her bottom and she put it on the internet. Yeah. Yeah. You are following the Kardashians. Yeah. And which Hollywood star has broken up with who? Those are your type of stories. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And he knows what the price of that is. He knows that what that does is it keeps you in the center and you never get to touch God who is standing right by the ring waiting to jump in on your behalf and take over the battle and fight for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So watch out for those things and decide. We are entering a dangerous season. I tell you, it's a dangerous season that we are in. Evil spirits, demons, devils possessing people. You know, somebody I heard 2 days ago, somebody went to the school with a gun going to look for a particular teacher to kill the person. These are all evil spirits. Yeah, these are all devils and demons. Yeah. In the place where I traveled to, one of the days we went to a mall near the place, and then as we're walking up to our car, we could hear some gunshots, you know. And then I told my friend, you know, brother, I didn't come here to die, you know. You have all kinds of things. Evil spirits entering people and speaking to people. Look, if a spirit can enter someone and tell the person to take off his clothes, and they will. The spirit can enter the person also and say, take a gun, and they will. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. If an evil spirit can enter such people and cause them to do such things, you should know that such spirits are all over the place, and you have to be prayerful in order to overcome such things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to be prayerful. You have to begin to make prayer a habit. Make it part of your life. Amen? It may not be your regimen. You may not have been used to praying regularly, but you can start. Hallelujah. You can start praying regularly. There's no time. There is not too late to start to include prayer as part of your life. Amen? To wake up in the night, wake up early in the morning and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray about your life. Pray about your future. Pray for your family members. Pray for the church. Pray for your pastor. And just surround your life with prayer. And you're going to see God will rise up to your defense. Can I have an amen? Amen. So that's how we're going to enter the holiday season. And it's going to be a season of prayer. Those of you who belong to this church, we have an online prayer meeting early morning on the phone on Tuesdays and Fridays. Is it Tuesdays and Fridays, right? Yeah, Tuesdays and Fridays, early morning at 5 o'clock, we wake up and we get on the phone together. And we do it on the phone just to keep each other encouraged and to know that we are together. That's all. But to pray together early in the morning. And it's an important prayer meeting to join. Hallelujah. Because you don't know what has been released against you. But I believe that God's power is greater than all the evil power out there put together. Do you believe that? Yeah. God's power is greater than that. It's except that it has to be engaged. Hallelujah. It has to be engaged. We know if we call the police, he can arrest this one right away. The police would, but somebody has to call the police. If you don't call the police, you'll be surprised that the situation will continue. The situation will be there and no one will intervene because you haven't dialed 911 or you haven't called the police to come and be part of the situation. Can I have an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. How many understand what I'm sharing with you? So that's the prayer line. You can write. You don't even have to be a member of the church to join it. But just wake up and pray. It's a prayer line. It's just for people who believe in prayer. Amen. And if you believe in prayer, I want to encourage you to rise up and join that prayer line. And it will be a blessing to you. Say amen. Stand to your feet and let's share a word of prayer before we close this afternoon. Amen. Oh, do you have my video? You have it? Okay. Sit down for a minute. Let me show you this video for 2 seconds. And then the video about prayer. Do you have that? Do you have that? No, there's one that I sent this morning. Yeah. Okay, so all right, let's stand up and pray, and then we will, if it comes up, we'll show it later. Okay, let's stand up and pray right now. You have it. It's okay. Let's pray. Let's pray. After that, I'll show it to you. Stand up, everybody, please, and let's pray. Let's pray together. Bow your heads, everybody, and then begin to talk to God and say, Lord, I realize that you are limited by my engagement, and I want to engage you in prayer from today. I want to engage you from today. Just begin to pray, everybody, and say, Lord, I want you to give me grace to wake up and pray. I want you to help me to wake up and pray, to pray against evil spirits, pray against devils and demons that are attacking my life, attacking the things you have given me, the things you have placed in my life. And I want to be able to fight and wrestle in prayer. I want to be a prayerful person. I want you to pray. Just ask God. Ask God. Ask God to intervene in your prayer life, and He will help you. Just say, Lord, I want to be prayerful. I want to begin to rise up. I want to be one of those people who wakes up and who is able to pray. To pray for an hour. To be able to pray for 1 hour. To be by yourself and pray for 1 hour. And pray for 2 hours. Just be with the Lord and just pray, knowing that your life depends on it. Just begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then before we close, I want to give you an opportunity. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, Pastor, I want you to pray with me because I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want to be a Christian. And I want to know God. I want to be sure that if I die today, I'm going to go to heaven. In the name of Jesus. I want to be sure that if I die today, I'm going to go to heaven. If you're here and that's your prayer, I want to pray for you. Just raise up your right hand. Please let there be no movement. Let there be no movement. Let's just respect this moment. I want every eye closed, every head bowed. And I want to pray for you. I want to give you a chance to be sure that your sins are forgiven. If you were to die today, and you can die today, but if you were to die today, would you go to heaven? Are your sins forgiven? Are you sure you have right standing with God today? I want to give you that opportunity before we close the service today in the name of Jesus. So if you're here like that, I want you to raise up your right hand quietly while every eye is closed. While we respect this moment, just close your eyes and raise up your right hand, and I'm going to pray for you. Is there anybody here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to give your life to Jesus today? Is there anybody here like that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name. Okay, why don't we all just say this prayer together? Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. I believe with my heart that you are Lord. And I confess with my mouth, God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord. Forgive my sins, Lord. And cleanse me from unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. Make me a child of God and help me to serve you. I thank you for your blessing in Jesus' name. And everybody says, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.